Mormon chapter 4. The Nephites then take the offensive against the Lamanites and are sorely beaten. And it says that if they would not have taken the offensive, they could have held against the Nephites, the Lamanites, indefinitely. And in fact, they probably could have kept their land. But again, the point that was trying to be made was that the wicked always put themselves into their own traps and really end up destroying themselves. Well, then says that battles continue and there's great bloodshed and that the people begin to then delight in it. And what it means by that is they puff themselves up to their own strength and they talk about their own courage and so forth. And then they talk about their taking revenge and they take enjoyment in this revenge. Well, then it says the Nephites are driven back, and then they drive the Lamanites back. And at this time, they learn that the Lamanites have been sacrificing their women and children unto the idols. And this is why they'd given them extra strength to beat them one more time. But you note that the sacrificing to idols of the women and children, all this is, it's not a... It is pagan, but we think we tend to get into these barbaric sort of ideas. But all it is it's just simply a perversion of the law of Moses, and meaning that the point is that they can figure out a flattering way to talk people into believing this kind of garbage. Well, then it goes on in about verse 16 to talk about the Lamanites really gathering together all their forces to really try and destroy the Nephites. And from that point on, the Nephites are driven continually. And because Mormon can see they're about to be obliterated out of the land, he goes to to get all of the records of the Nephites to take them with him.